Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit. Bandwidth for Android App Arena is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is Android App Arena, episode 70 for Wednesday, November 4th, 2015. Animated GIFs. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Android App Arena. I'm your host, Jason Howell. You say GIF, I say GIF. Actually, sometimes I also say GIF. I can't keep it straight, but today I'm going to go with GIF. GIF stands for Graphics Interchange Format. First saw the light of day back in 1987, thanks to CompuServe. That's how long the GIF file format has been around. It's a relic, and much like vinyl records, it's seeing a resurgence in popularity. In this case, that's thanks to a growing trend of using animated GIFs as a way to share emotion, punctuate a message, just plain make a wall of text seem a bit less boring to look at. When it comes to capturing and managing animated GIFs on Android, you have some options, two of which just released in the past few weeks, and one in particular that does everything you might want out of an app that's devoted to animated GIF. Let's take a look at some of your options here in this week's roundup. Instagram, the popular photo sharing app now owned by Facebook, has made a name for itself based, originally at least, on the premise of picture sharing with a forced 1-to-1 square box ratio for everything posted. But in recent months, Instagram has been kind of easing up on its requirements, making room for things like wide image support for images of any dimension, as well as animated GIFs. To facilitate the sharing of animated GIFs, Instagram recently launched its latest app outside of the Instagram experience. It's called Boomerang from Instagram. And by releasing it as its own app, it means that you don't have to be a regular user of Instagram to benefit from its utility. Boomerang is for the would-be animated GIF artiste that isn't looking for all that unnecessary stuff. What stuff would that be? Well, when you launch the app, you're put right into the camera interface and given two lowly buttons. There's a button that switches the camera from the front to the back of the device, of course, and the shutter button. Pretty much all you can do is record. And once you do, you'll meet the second example of what Boomerang deems as unnecessary. Apparently, time is unnecessary because you're given a mere 1 second to record with. The result is always kind of twitchy, a little odd, and above all else, very brief. So yes, folks, we've gone from long-form video sharing on the web down to 15 seconds, down to 6 seconds with Vine, to 1 second with Boomerang. The funny thing is, 1 second can be a lot of fun because let's face it, there's little commitment here. And your GIF is looped back and forth, creating some interesting imagery. Once I have something I like, or in this case, can tolerate ever so slightly, I can choose to share directly to Instagram or directly to Facebook. And aside from those, that share button that will share anywhere I choose. Become a 1 second auteur with Boomerang by Instagram. It's free in the Play Store. Let's say you like Boomerang's dedication to keeping animated GIF creation short and sweet, but you want an alternative social network to Instagram, one that is, in fact, devoted to the 1 second GIF and nothing else. Here we have Photo with three H's in the name, so I suppose it should be Photo. You have three main sections inside Photo to spend your time in. First, you'll land on the feed page, which will be rather empty if you've added no one as your friends. The app is cross-platform, so hopefully that means you'll have better luck finding more people than I was able to. You'll also get some suggested accounts to make you feel a little less lonely. Once you follow some people, you'll get the latest images that they've posted, of course, and you'll also get any images that you've posted in your feed. In the Wow section, you'll find a number of images that have other users of Photo. These are some of the better photos on the service at any point, and they have the most user interaction, including comments by users and simply hearts if you like it. But you'll want to pitch in for yourself. That's what it's all about, and that's in the camera section. You can place a grid on the screen for compositional help, I suppose. You can flip to either camera on the device, of course, and you can tap the timer button, which adds a 3-second countdown, so you can put the device down somewhere and avoid the shaky cam while you dance in that GIF and make a fool of yourself. Oh, wait. It's me I'm talking about. Of course I make a fool of myself. Anyway, from there, save it out to Instagram. You can save it out to Facebook, Twitter, or Tumblr. And that's on top of posting it to Photos Service, of course. It is a service, after all. If you want to save that video out as a file, you'll actually have to tap this button within the feed and then find Save Video in that menu. Bummer you can't do that prior to posting it to other users of Photo, but that's the way it is. It's a nice alternative, though I did find some of the GIFs to miss a few frames in the process, a little jolty compared to Boomerang, but you should check it out for yourself. It's Photo, spelled P-H-H-H-O-T-O, in the Play Store for free. Maybe what you want is simply a workhorse app designed for creating animated GIFs and all the bells and whistles that come along with it without the complication of integrating it with a social network. GIFme is such an app. And when I say workhorse, I mean it. Of course, you can create a brand new GIF by using the camera function, as you can with the other apps in today's episode. Here you can choose to rattle off the GIF record normally, or with multi-record that also saves each frame as independent images on your device. Or this, which is kind of the best part in my opinion, stop motion recording. So you can get super creative with your short animated GIF by framing each image just right and then snapping when you're totally ready. You also have controls for aspect ratio and built-in timer functionality from 1 to 2 seconds, warning per shot. Once you've captured your sequence, you get a bunch of tweakable settings from the filters that you'd kind of expect in an app like this to image controls for brightness and contrast levels. You can change the order of the images in the sequence if the animation isn't quite right. You can tweak the speed of playback, also kind of looping it back and forth if you wish, and image candy like text, stickers, and frames. Then you can save it out to either a GIF or an MP4 file if you wish, and share it out to any service you like beyond just saving it to your device. If you have a camera app that shoots burst shots, you can import those bursts, and that'll be useful so you can grab all those images and animate them manually with those speed adjustments that I was talking about. You might actually get a better result than Google's Auto Awesome inside this app. You can capture an animated GIF from any video file on your device as well. You set the in and out points, the frame rate, the resulting image size, and then it processes. And finally, any animated GIFs on your device are easily findable in the album section of GIFme. The free version does show a watermark, but you can remove that by paying 99 cents. Look for GIFme Camera Pro in the Play Store now. Now, I would say that Boomerang, out of the three, creates kind of the most seamless, solid loops. Of course, they're one-second GIFs, but I just feel like the frame rate and capture is about as seamless as any in this roundup. It's only a second, so there's that, I suppose. But that's also the case for Photo, or Photo. Though, like I said, in some of my GIFs inside Photo, I noticed a certain, I don't know, jerkiness, lower frame rate quality, that sort of stuff. Slap a black and white filter on it, and hey, it becomes intentional. And GIFme is simply the kind of app that can do all the things that I want to do. Either way, some excellent options from simple to the complex. And as always, I'm sure I missed some, so you can email me to arena@twit.tv so I'm not in the dark the next time I choose to do this theme. All right, up next, that Microsoft company that you may have heard of is at it again. Let's take a look at this week's big app. Microsoft is prolific when it comes to Android development, right now especially, and their progress continues with its latest launcher, which just came out of beta, called Aero Launcher. We've seen a lot of smart launchers that analyze your usage and prioritize your apps and icons based on the apps you use most. This is Microsoft's take on that concept, and it aims to also keep things simple in the process. When you first launch Aero, it takes a look at how you've used your current launcher, how you've laid things out, and it imports your quick shortcuts down there at the bottom. Then it scans your apps and lists them out so you can manually select the five or more most used apps in your estimation. Those apps are then shown at the top of the apps page. And over time, as you use your other apps normally, this page will kind of cycle through the shortcuts based on frequency of use. You can access all of the apps if you wish at any time with the standard app tray shortcut at the bottom. And that gives you a nice, fresh, alphabetized list complete with instant scroll to any letter on the right side of the screen. And then there's also in there a widget picker if you swipe to the left. Now, if you want to add a widget, you actually have to enable the widgets page first. It's a specific page that houses the widgets. Swipe up this bottom arrow, and that shows a customizable shortcuts area and some quick settings for device control. But what we're looking for is this edit page button. Tap that and swipe all the way to the right, and then you'll see the button to unhide the widgets page. You can also enable a notes and reminders page, as well as disable any visible pages that you don't want or need. Now, with that widgets page created, you can drop a few into the space, and as you add more than can fit there, you'll be able to add into vertical screens, meaning swiping up or down while on the widgets page actually cycles through your configured widgets. Kind of a neat touch. Other screens include a handy all-encompassing recents page for showing your device activity, videos you've created, people that you've called, all that kind of stuff. And finally, people for managing the different ways you've communicated with your contacts. And the already mentioned notes and reminders page, of course, for just that. There's even an option to cycle through the Bing image of the day as your desktop pick. Aero has a simplicity to it as well as a nice sharp design, and it's worth a shot if third-party launchers is your cup of tea. Find Aero Launcher for free in the Play Store. So Josh, who edits and is the technical director of this show, he's all in on iOS. He's kind of Android curious at this point. He borrowed my Nexus 6 last week and survived for maybe a couple of days. He's going to try the grand Android experiment again. But he just told me that if and when he goes to Android and checks it out, he's probably going to install the Aero launcher because he likes the way it works. So, hey, if it works for Josh, it might work for you. All right, that's it for this edition of Android App Arena. You can always send me your favorite apps, your favorite categories that I haven't touched on yet. Send those to arena@twit.tv, or you can post those to the subreddit. It's androidapparena.reddit.com. You can share them with me there as well as the rest of the world. The show always records live every Wednesday right around 4:30 p.m. Pacific following Tech News Tonight. You can go to twit.tv/live to watch the live taping. If you can't make that live taping, the show will always appear later in the evening in the feeds and on the show page at twit.tv/arena. That's it, folks. Thank you so much for joining me today. My name is Jason Howell, and I'll see you next week in the arena. We'll be right back.